love it. Can we start every show with Breaking Benjamin, please?
I think we have.
I know sometimes we use wrestling intros, and we've used other ones before, and Chris Stapleton, always a good one as well. But boy, when you get the Breaking Benjamin.
You get a little fired up.
You get a little death metal in your life, and it's just a good thing.
I was a little under the weather, so I needed to pick me up today.
Right, and nothing so like, you know, a little chicken noodle soup and some Vicks VapoRub and some Breaking Benjamin. Welcome to Monday Funday. It's July 9th. Is it July 9th?
It's July 9th.
July 9th.
Yes, it is.
My name is Mike Keller from Q104.
Truda from KC102.1 in the show.
And Shaylee from KC102.1 in the show.
Coming up next, coming up a little bit later in this podcast, we are going to have the debate to end all debates. We had gotten into this at the very end of our last podcast, best and worst stadium foods. And this drew some passion. Fingers were raised. Opinions were had, but we didn't really have time to get into it. But we will get into that coming up here in just a few minutes. But we start with a kudos, albeit... Can we be honest? This is the podcast where we get to be honest, right?
Sure.
Absolutely. Please lay it on us.
Does Salvador Perez deserve congratulations for making the All-Star game?
No.
And that's not hating on Salvi, but you know he only got in because somebody from every team has to get in.
Was he the one from the Royals, though, that deserved to get in? I thought I saw a stat again. You know, he was 3 for 39 in extra base hits or something over the course of, I mean, look, everybody, this rule, nobody likes this rule in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and I get that other than the marketing department of Major League Baseball, because they want somebody from all 30 markets to watch, and that's why they're going to put somebody from every team in there. But I don't even know if Salvi's the right guy. And I'll give you just this example that nobody can argue. He missed the first month of the season.
That's true.
Well, that's a fact.
So
if you were in charge, who would you have chosen?
Witt had 5 hits yesterday. He's never been an all-star. Granted, he almost got picked off at first base yesterday. But from
we'll ignore
center
that
field.
Part. He's hot.
Well, and of course, Truda, he's hot.
Of course.
Dude, it does help. I would rather look at that than Salvi. I'm sorry.
Why does Witt wear an oven mitt when he runs the bases?
What?
Have you not seen that?
I think I'm really looking at his hands?
I know that. Well, I figured you're trying to maybe look at the size of his hands to try to judge. Uh-huh. And anyway, but no, and I know what it is. It's a wrist protector.
And you guys can't see this, but my kid just looked at his hands after he said that.
No. He does a, it's a wrist protector is what it is. It's so you can slide hard into a base or dive into a base, and it gives you more stability around the wrist, so there's less chance of breaking or spraining it.
As long as he's wearing those baseball pants, I don't care what he's wearing.
It looks like an oven mitt. They're the goofiest looking things I've ever seen. You know, players have all this extra gear now. They have the compression sleeves, but it kind of looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Witt's oven mitt, man. Witt's mitt. He looks ridiculous. Why not just wear your second base glove out there and just dive with that hand, you know?
It reminds me of, what is it, the Betty Crocker little glove guy?
Or the hamburger helper.
The hamburger helper guy, yeah. Hello!
Hey. All of a sudden, you're going to see Whit Merrifield doing a hamburger helper commercial.
Hey, make that money. No, but I would...
You're assuming, though, Mike, that the All-Star game is anything but a popularity contest.
I know.
Now, who got in for the Cardinals?
I know. You know what? The Cardinals, the same as the Royals, also had nobody voted in by the fans. And so the Major League Baseball executives decided that... one of the best mustaches in the game, a pitcher by the name of Miles Michaelis, will be your all-star, and deservedly so. Guys had a killer year. They signed him free agency out of nowhere. He was playing the Japanese leagues the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals are like, we see something. And he'd played with Texas like back in the 2010. They brought him back over, and they're like, we see something with this guy. And it was dead on. It was a great free agency pickup, probably the biggest steal in free agency this year. The guys had a great year, but the Cardinals, they're not doing that well.
For you to say that, that must be pretty bad.
No. Look, can we stop with this notion that in order to be a good fan, you can only be positive about your team? I hate that. Like, if you're a fan of the Royals, if you're a fan of the Royals right now, and you'll see these people on Facebook commenting, well, I still love my team through and through, and I'll root for them no matter what. You know what? You're a bad fan. You should not buy tickets and not buy merchandising. You want me at your ballpark there? I don't know the owner's name.
Glass?
Yeah, you want me there? Put something worth it. You know, if I want to spend that much money, I'd rather go up to Omaha and just go where the real stars are. I would bet that the Omaha Storm Chasers would give the Royals a hell of a 9 innings right now. bet you'd be a close game.
That's a good point. Well, and also, but look at, I mean, Sporting KC for return on your investment as far as a fan goes, for atmosphere, number of people there, watching and enjoying the game. I mean, they've got a lot of competition in town now, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, and there's bars nearby the Sporting KC field. Downtown 2030. Hashtag Downtown 2030. Give me that downtown stadium, Kansas City. You'll love it. Take it from somebody who's been to 10 ballparks. I'm telling you, the downtown ballpark stadium is where it's at. That's another story for another day. But, I, you know, air quotes here, congrats to Salvi for making the All-Star team.
Are you going to watch the All-Star game?
No.
Will you watch it?
No.
Does it matter?
I will watch a little home run derby.
Sure.
Love the home run derby. But, no, no, I'm not.
What does that prove? I never understood that. I mean, cool. Here's the best of the best, all swinging a bat, trying to hit a home run. You guys should be doing that because you're all stars, or in theory.
That's fine, but it is still one of the hardest things in sport to solidly make solid contact with a round bat on a round ball. The infinite number of angles.
Wait, but it's a bunch of all stars doing it.
Look, we're a bunch of all star radio people. Doesn't mean you don't have a bad show once in a while, you know.
Or yeah, every other day.
Right, right. Yeah. You said that with a straight face, Mike. That's impressive.
Oh, I'm really good at what I do.
Anyway.
Anyway, but congrats to Salvi. Yeah, I'll watch Home Run Derby. I don't care about the All-Star game. I don't think anybody in Kansas City will watch the All-Star game.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't it just a couple years ago we had like eight or six or eight players
were good.
Right.
Well, it was Kansas City that caused them to change the way they do voting.
That's right.
It was 100% fan voting.
That's what it was.
And Kansas City was so excited because, and I'm not saying this to be rude, this is honest, they finally had a good team. So they were just like, world, now you have to care about the Royals.
That's right. We're putting in Hosmer and Eske and Moose and Kane and everybody else. The water boy's going to be out there.
Speaking of
Water Esky. Boys?
No, Eske. I love that Ned Yost ended that streak, the starting streak.
Oh, the starting streak?
Yeah, 421 straight games started because he was struggling and he didn't deserve to be in
sure
there.
He was, yeah.
And so he's like, you're sitting out tomorrow. And Eske said, thank you. Thank you, God. I need a day off.
He's tired.
Yeah, so I love that. Because a lot of people are going to hate Ned this year, and I get that.
Sure.
But the right move was made there. So give credit where it's due. That was well done by Ned.
Yeah, it was a little bit. Some people could say it's overdue, but at least we pulled the trigger now. It's something that in the past you could say we were Yosted because Ned just couldn't make that decision.
Right.
Yosted. How is you brought up Sporting earlier. What are they? Are they still? I saw that they lost now, and then they lost to Utah?
Yeah.
Who loses in Utah? Is that even a real state?
No, not really. Real Salt Lake has always been kind of a pain in our butt. Kind of an, I don't know. I think it's a thing with Beckerman, personally.
Hold on.
What?
Real? No, it's real. It's real Salt Lake.
No.
No.
You've got to say it like...
It's like Salt Lake. They don't have fake news. It's just real Salt Lake.
Real Madrid.
Yeah, but that's because it's
a
Spanish.
European
no,
thing.
It's these guys Real are,
these
Salt
guys,
Lake.
These guys are American. They're in Utah. You know,
I mean,
so why
I
is it Real when
I,
they're in
funny,
Utah?
It's
no
the
Spanish.
Whitest country.
Yeah.
And it literally is the whitest team that's in the league.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Everybody on
all
the
All right. I will refer to them as RSL. How about that?
Yeah. Well, no, I just, that's kind of dumb. Yeah. That's, I mean, in Mormon country, they have Real Salt.
Right.
Get out of here. All their players' starting names are Dan Smith. Like
exactly. No, you're absolutely accurate with that.
I'm sorry. So what happened in Utah?
I won't say RSL. Sporting Kansas City played RSL, and I don't know what happened with that team. I will say it was one of the first games that Matt Beisler did not play. He had a hamstring injury, so he's been out. It's like they forgot to play. I don't know what happened.
It
was a bad game.
That's what it was. We had, two guys go out of the game with red cards?
So Shallowy and Espinoza were both at our friend
the game
of the show.
With nine men. Mm-hmm. So there was that. I mean, bad goals given up all over the place.
The thing that
no offense whatsoever.
The thing I still don't understand is you have Tim Melia, who is one of the best goalkeepers in the league, was the goalkeeper of the year last year. And he misses the easy ones and saves the hard ones. I don't understand. And that was brought to attention again on, what was that, Saturday night when they played here at Children's Mercy Park, which they have not lost in what, I guess since May, April or May.
Well, you know who Tim Miller reminds me of is Tim Howard.
Yeah.
In that respect.
Yeah.
In that, you know, the old Everton goalie, the U.S. men's national goalie. He comes up with the hard, crazy saves, the diving, fingertip grazing save, and get ball kicked right to him. Oh, it's through my legs. Like Billy Buckner, like, there we go, back into the goal.
Ooh, Billy Buckner reference. That's tough. Let me ask you a question. Since you guys watch more than I do, every team's entitled to a stinker. They have one, you know. So was that a stinker, or are you worried?
I think, personally, I'm just going to say my opinion first, Truda. I think that, what?
Hey, Truda, I'm going to go first. Deal with it.
He's used to that by now.
Plus, we're classy, and the ladies first.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Please.
I think I'm not worried yet. We've got a lot of young on our team, and the last game that we just played was, like Truda said, because of the two reds from the game previously, two of our main guys were out. We haven't had to lose them in a long time. Beasler was kind of off his game as well. I'm not worried yet. I still think all the parts are there. Now we just need them to play cohesively and not get hurt, not get red cards, and we'll be okay.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I mean, I think I'm not worried yet just because it's not really a trend so far. You're down Matt Beasler. You've got bad defense. Every time that Sporting KC had men in the attacking quarter of the field, third of the field, RSL, Mike, was able to get behind them and slip into the defense for a goal. We'll just call it that. I just consider that bad play. I mean, that was just bad play. And you're right. We were missing Roger. We're missing a lot of guys on Saturday. And the thing was that got me about Saturday was the inability to finish anything. We had Russell trying. We had Rubio come in. We had just the inability to finish anything in the box.
Well, and I think that this was a key game for Russell. That was kind of it ended his goal drought, first off. But he finally was back to looking like Russell again. I don't know what the difference was because the last few games he's played, I don't know what he's looked like. He just looks like he's out there running around and not with no purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And this last game that we watched, I feel like he actually was back to his old self. But I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Hey, I'm just all in on England and the World Cup, my friends. That's where it lies for me. Hey.
We're gonna dive into
talk to that.
Yeah, World Cup coverage, I promise, in just a second. But let's move on to the highlight of the day. Look, this is something that we got to talking about late a couple weeks ago, and it sparked fire. Words were said. We've had to apologize to each other. We had a meeting with HR. I'm kidding. None
of
this happened. But we start talking about stadium food, ballpark food, your peanuts and Cracker Jacks and everything else on the menu. And we strongly disagree. And you know where it all started? Pretzels. And I'm going to tell you this right now. And I know this is in the minority of how people feel. I am on the outside looking in on this. I hate pretzels.
Oh, now, do you hate the soft pretzels or the small crunchy pretzels?
The small crunchy pretzels are acceptable, but really not that good. Like, they're no potato chip. But the big, soft, gooey pretzel with the cup of cheese, you can take that and throw it in the garbage.
Oh,
that is the most disgusting food.
Kill me.
At any ballpark ever is the large hot pretzel.
Now, you've been to several ballparks around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one place that you had a meal, a snack at the ballpark that you were like, man, this is amazing?
Yeah, because when you do that, I like going to a ballpark and finding something on the menu that you can't get anywhere else.
Right.
So, and I think that's a different discussion than the one we're having now, because I think what we're talking about now is just
stadium
generic
food
foods that you can get at every ballpark.
But I'm just
curious. The basket of chicken tenders, mm-hmm. and I have, and I can't think of any off the top of my head in regards to custom food. I'd like to save that for another podcast.
We'll talk about that.
So,
next week.
Are you a peanuts guy? Is that what you're saying?
I enjoy a good bag of peanuts. I don't mind the work involved because I think that's your beef with peanuts is you don't like cracking them out of the shell.
I have a work to food ratio rule, and that applies to things such as, let me list them: peanuts, crab legs, lobster, mm-hmm. and stuff like that of the same ilk.
Sunflower seeds.
Oh, that's disgusting. Right.
He doesn't like getting his hands dirty.
Well, what's the point of that? You put them in your mouth, then you get all that dry crap in your mouth. You got to spit it out everywhere, and then they're sticking to your lips, and they're sticking to your tongue, and you're trying to... I mean, what was the point?
That whole sentence, that's what she said. Moving on. Moving on. I used to, and I don't do this anymore, because it actually led to some intestinal troubles.
What?
Wait for it. I used to eat the whole sunflower seed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Chew it up real good and just gulp because I thought it was delightful.
Sure.
But then it led to some issues, so I had to stop doing that. So now I won't eat sunflower seeds anymore, period, because I don't like just the seed. I like the shell with the seed.
Yeah,
I
know it's all salty. It's great.
Yeah, and that's disgusting, and I understand that, which is why I just don't do it anymore. But I can't just eat the seed. It's just not, I can't do it.
Now, when you go to a game, is it hot dog or a brat?
It'll be a burger or chicken fingers before either of those.
Really?
For me, it'll go, it depends. You know, it depends on the day. Because burgers and chicken fingers at a ball game can go 1A, 1B for me. But I understand hot dog is your classic ballpark food, especially a baseball game. Hot dogs, like, we all know what's in a hot dog. Like hot
but
dogs
do we?
Are, hot
that
dogs
a real
are
question.
Nasty. Now, I will say, coming back from Chicago, I did have a chili dog from Portillo's. Now, but Portillo's is the exception to the rule. They are not using the same things that Oscar Mayer is rolling around with. You know what I'm saying? Those are all beef, legit hot dogs. And you know what? And I can't stand brats.
I don't either. I'm not a brat fan.
Oh, you people are un-American. I want to go back to this because if you like the salt of a sunflower seed,
right,
then why not the big, delicious salt on top of a great, gooey, hot-to-the-touch pretzel?
I just don't like the flavor of an actual pretzel. Oh, I can't
it's
explain
bread.
It.
Dipped in cheese, though. I mean, so good.
It's not bread. It's pretzel bread. Like, the pretzel
yeah,
is
but it's still
it's,
bread.
Its own. Yeah, but it's completely different. That's like saying, oh, well, white bread and wheat bread are the same. They're both bread, yeah, but they're completely different. And like, and you can get all different kinds of bread. You can like one bread and not like
another
bread.
Okay, fair enough.
So you'll never get the pretzel bun. At a place, at a hamburger place that has the pretzel bun.
I would rather hang myself. No, that's too far.
That seems a bit extreme.
Yeah, that was extreme. No, never will I ever get a pretzel bun. That ruins a burger. Anybody puts a beef patty underneath a pretzel bun?
Yeah.
That's a disgusting combination.
I mean, I do agree with that.
But a peanut, Truda, back to you. A peanut is nothing more than a soft squeeze. And there's the seam on the shell is already right there. You just squeeze it, you pop it open, and you put it. And then, of course, you lick your fingers. You get the salt from your fingers in there. Then you get the perfect peanut nut to salt combination there.
You crack it open, and first off, a little bit of it gets stuck. So then you got to take your finger and dig the hole out there just so you can squeeze what's left of the peanut out. Then there's that little stupid shell, that little coating, the little piece of paper that's in there that kind of falls out, and then that's all over the front of your shirt. So now you've not only worked to get the peanut shell open for just these two little nuts, right? But now you got paper and shell crap all over your shirt, and it's just disgusting, and you're not satisfied at all, and I just don't see the point of it.
You have very strong feelings on peanuts.
I really do. It's this work to food ratio rule. Crab legs, the same thing. I'm going to work a lot for very little return. Why would I do that?
What about popcorn?
That gets made for you. You put it in the microwave.
No,
2 minutes
saying.
Later, you got popcorn. What's wrong with that?
Well, and then we're talking specifically at a stadium. There's the popcorn has already been popped. You just reach and you toss it.
No,
and
I know. But is that a good stadium food or not?
I don't typically think of popcorn as stadium food. I'd pretzel, brat, cotton candy. I mean, that's...
Yeah,
you know.
Popcorn, while it is a stadium food, is not in the upper echelon of stadium foods because it's available at plenty of other places besides a stadium.
True.
When you associate something like a bratwurst or a pretzel with a ballpark, but popcorn, that's movies to me.
Yeah.
Popcorn
yeah.
is
oh,
the
yeah,
movies.
Yeah.
Whether it's at the theater or at home, popcorn to me is movie food, not sports food.
Yes.
Plus, you know, they get these little red and white boxes of popcorn at the sporting events, and those are nasty. That's like some of the nastiest popcorn on the planet. I mean, that Orville
Redenbacher. What about Cracker Jacks?
No.
Are you a Cracker Jack guy?
No. Cracker Jacks are stupid. I know they're in the ballgame.
It's
the,
literally
yeah,
part of...
Yeah, I know. They're in the song. That doesn't make them good.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody ever gets those.
Have you heard Harry... I'm sorry, I have to bring this up.
Okay.
Have you heard Harry Carey's epic rant on Cracker Jacks that he launched in the middle of a Cubs game?
No.
I don't think so, no.
Well, apparently, when he was a kid growing up, he loved Cracker Jacks. And he loved getting the prizes. But occasionally, he would open a box Cracker Jack... and they forget to put the prize in.
And apparently, nobody's perfect.
Apparently, that stuck with poor Harry all the way to the Cubs broadcast booth. He's up there. He's like, "Oh, they put." He's talking about all the you know, I don't understand the love of Cracker Jacks. Cracker Jacks are the worst food. And he's like, and then Steve Stones, his color guy. Steve's like, "Well, Harry, you sing about." You think about Cracker Jacks every day with the thousands of Cubby faithful here at Wrigley. And he's like, I just sing about it because it's in the song. Like, he save up hard, you work hard to earn that nickel to go buy a box of Cracker Jacks. And then you go to the store and you open it up and you don't get the prize. Like, he's then in the middle, I was like, you open up the box of Cracker Jacks, grounder to second, over to first for the out, two down, nobody on. You open up the box of Cracker Jacks, and he'll go right back into it. And he gets to the point where he's telling the story about how obviously he got ripped off as a kid. And then Steve Stone goes, sounds like a young Harry was deprived of a Cracker Jack prize a couple of times. And Harry, in the middle of all that, goes, boy, you think Congress is crooked? It's one of the best all-time non-baseball, baseball conversations on the radio you'll ever hear. Harry was the best.
At what point in Harry, in the last 20 years of Harry Carey's life, was Cracker Jacks ever a nickel, by the way?
No, what he was talking about as a kid. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid, because they used to have the original Cracker Jack box, even on the packaging, said just 5 cents. You can get a Cracker Jack for
get
a nickel.
The toy.
But
get
his
the
rant against, and it's on YouTube. If you Google Harry Carey Cracker Jack, it'll be the first thing that pops up.
I'm going to check that out.
It is a phenomenal, it's only like 2 minutes and 20 seconds, mm-hmm. So it's a good quick video. It's some of the best non-baseball commentary you'll ever hear in your life. But I don't know. Ballpark food, fine. Okay, you've got like 10, 12 bucks, enough to get one food item at the ballpark, whether it be baseball or football. What are you going with?
Brat with mustard.
Brat with mustard?
Okay. Yep.
I think I'm going to go hot dog. Do you love them?
Yeah, and I think I just go burger, if it's the right burger. You know, the burger where they keep put all the fresh veggies on the side, the onion. Because a burger without onion is a burger that's a crime, by the way. Out of your mind. Anyway, let us know what you think. At Monday Funday KC on Twitter, by the way.
Yes.
The FIFA. Guys, I've been watching some of the World Cup.
I'm sorry,
excellent.
What?
Good for you.
I've been watching some of the World Cup. I watched the England-Sweden game.
That's a good game to watch. What'd you think?
Thought there should have been more goals.
Okay.
Of course he did, yeah.
But no, actually, you know what? Let me take that back. I do wish there were more goals, but there were lots of opportunities. Like, there were lots of shots on goal. These goalies, man, when they make a save, did you see England's goalie make that one big old, like, it's like the 73rd minute to keep it 2-0?
Mm-hmm.
He dives back in his hands, and I'm like, I was at my mother-in-law's house watching it, and it's like 9:30 in the morning. And they all sleep late, and I don't. And so it's like 9:30, and I'm like, oh!
Now, do you see the difference of watching an MLS game and a European team?
When I watch the MLS game, they don't score any goals.
Okay.
And this one I saw, too.
You're funny.
I know. I do love the, I wish English announcers would announce more stuff over here. No, Brady's got the ball back. He throws it over to Edelman down the middle. Touchdown! Like, just like British dudes calling football.
Would kind of lessen the effect a little bit. But
I would love it. You know what? One of the English radio stations I used to listen to had the American NFL broadcast. And actually, one of the years that the Cardinals won the World Series in that little run that they had, probably about 2010, 2011. I actually ended up listening to the BBC broadcast of the World Series which is fantastic because they're non-commercial. So you think about all the times in between innings where there's downtime mm-hmm. that these guys just had to, you know, kick around and fill.
They had to fill, yeah.
And it's not like they're talking to the biggest baseball-loving crowd over there in right. Britain, you know. So this it was fantastic.
That's awesome. No, that was 2011. That's cool. That they would have. That was a fun one for us, for St. Louis, because they should have lost, and they didn't. That was awesome.
So back to the World Cup, though, Mike. Are you going to watch the championship game?
Yeah, I will.
You will.
I will. I can't promise I'll stay for the whole thing.
Sure.
But I'll probably watch the. I'm going to sneeze at some point. Sorry.
Man, there he goes.
All right, there it is.
Apparently, it's a cough instead.
So we've got Belgium and. Oh, or just turn my mic off.
Oh, sorry. I was wrong mic.
Wrong one.
Yep.
You tried to turn my mic off for the
did,
cough?
And I turned hers off.
Thank you. Jerk stores. So, Truda, who are you predicting in the final?
Who am I predicting in the final? I would say, I don't know. I go Belgium-England, but I'm going to say England wins. They're going to bring it home for the first time in quite some time. I'm all in on my mother, England, which is fantastic.
I love the bet that Zlatan has with Beckham.
It's pretty good,
did
yes.
you see that, Mike, on Twitter?
What?
No, you did not. You don't even know what I just said, do you?
No.
Okay, so Zlatan, who originally played for Sweden, and when he was on the Swedish team, they never did well. The second that he comes to the U.S. and plays with us and does not play with Sweden, they go further than they ever have with him. So the irony is there. So Beckham and Zlatan had a little beef on Twitter because it was England and Sweden. If Sweden won, Beckham was going to have to go to IKEA and buy Zlatan whatever he wanted from, what wasn't that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. From IKEA.
Yes.
And if England won, Beckham said, I'll even do that for you. Plus, you're going to come to Wembley and you are going to wear, what was it,
English jersey.
Yeah.
Right? Wear the three lions jersey.
And you're going to wear or eat fish and chips with me while we watch the game.
Yes.
So now he has to do that.
Yep.
Dude, when I was in England, I ate fish and chips out the wazoo. You know how much I would love if they had fish and chips at a stadium here? Actually, you know what I'm most mad about? Let me say this one thing about stadium food. When Sporting KC got rid of the meat pie, There was a meat pie? I was destroyed.
His name is Dom Dwyer.
When they got rid of the meat pie, it was a little piece of goodness wrapped up in this. I mean, it was like a pot pie in your hand that you could hold with this fantastic roast beef and this little pouch thing.
His name was Dom Dwyer.
I'm just saying. Sporting KC, you broke my heart when you got rid of the meat pie.
I didn't even know they had that.
That was my favorite. I got it every time I was there. You talk about stadium food. That was my favorite.
I would eat a pretzel with cheese before I ate fish and chips.
Really?
Disgusting.
At a stadium or in general?
Period. Anywhere.
Do you go to Long John Silver's?
No, I don't go to Long. Who goes?
You
to
don't?
Long,
I do.
No, who goes to Long
well,
John
I do
Silver's?
For the
you
love.
You go to Captain D's while you're at it. That look, nasty ass.
I haven't been to Captain D's in a long time. It's now that you remind me.
Ah, that's disgusting.
What? Well, maybe it's because I'm Catholic. We have to go there every Lent, but Long John Silver's at least...
Get you a fillet of fish.
Yeah, it's fantastic. A little fillet of fish and some fries. In England, there was a little shop right across the street from our apartment, and I was down there every night for a freaking fish and chips. It was great.
That's not, I mean, I'm happy you're happy.
I was ecstatic. There you go. I got sick on it by the third night, but...
Well, that's not a good way to end your vacation.
So, speaking of vacation, last week I was in Chicago, and we flew back Saturday night, so we had all day Sunday to kind of chill and relax and unpack before coming back to work today. And so I had a little PlayStation time, overdue on the PlayStation. I get a lot of PlayStation. We're talking probably 5 hours PlayStation yesterday.
Wow.
But about an hour into it, I was kind of getting bored. I'm like, I need something new. So I went to the GameStop, did a little trade-in action, traded in my God of War. Still got my baseball, but traded in the God of War.
Okay.
And picked up because it was on sale this week. They're having a big game sale right now. And so for $25, and I did the trade-in, so it ended up costing me about $3. I got FIFA 18.
Oh,
you
did you?
Mm-hmm. Look at you.
Created myself. I'm playing up front for Sporting Kansas City. Put it on beginner mode. I've got 10 goals and 2 games.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at
nice
you.
Job. Can you start on Sunday?
Yeah. Can we sign you for real?
Will everybody else play on beginner mode?
No.
Because that's how I got 10 goals in 2 games. I have it set on beginner difficulty.
And on Saturday, I thought of you because their uniforms were back to the baby blue. Mm-hmm. It was the first time in a long time.
Yep.
And you know what? I had a question for you guys. This is a dead serious because I bet you'll care about this. Jersey number. Mm-hmm. I didn't know which one to pick. So I started, I just picked like 10. But didn't somebody pretty big have 10 recently? And I felt like it was like disrespectful to wear 10. Didn't somebody recently have the number 10 for Sporting KC?
That was Benny, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Benny.
Yeah, Fail Hopper.
So I didn't know what to do. So I went all the way up. I picked like 42.
Yeah.
I picked like this crazy high number.
Yeah, you're fine. 10, yeah. You'd be okay at 10.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Well, but here's the deal. When we, because we did the, we played the Challengers Cup, the preseason cup, whatever that was. Yeah. And we won that one. That was awesome. And I wore 10 through that one. I did all right. And then the first regular season started. I did 10 and it didn't do a whole lot. And I was like, I don't know about 10. Let me change it. So I go up to 42. I get a hat trick. So I'm like, all right. So I think
also when you were in beginner mode though?
No. I moved it up to amateur.
Oh.
And that's actually like a challenge for me just on amateur. I'm like, where do I? And it's like, it'll always yell at you at the top. You're out of position, dumbass. Where do I go? And I'm like, but now I've kind of figured out because I'm in the middle all the way up front. Like I want to score those goals.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
So I have to stay like ahead of everybody. Like, but I'm offside a lot.
Don't be offside.
And I got to watch that.
I don't think I've ever been more proud of you than I am right now.
Guys, we got to get together and get drunk and have a PlayStation FIFA party.
I don't know how to play PlayStation.
I'm not as good at actual video games than I would be at the real thing, but okay.
All right, then let's get together.
I can
break into Children's Mercy Park and go play soccer.
Love it.
All right. We can make that happen.
Okay. But I figured you guys would be proud of me that I picked up FIFA 18 on the PlayStation.
I am very proud. I'm very impressed. Mm-hmm. I do think you should have stayed with number 10, though. Benny is a good one to follow.
Well, here's the deal. And because I didn't know if 10 was okay or not, so I went with 42. And you're like, 42 is random. 42 is not random. One of my favorite former St. Louis Blues is David Backes. He was the captain for a long time. And his job was to stand in front of the net and tip pucks in. And that's kind of what I do. I get close, and I just kind of go for these kicks to get him. I'll get open, I got a headbutt goal. I got a...
called a headbutt.
Yeah, a header. I got a header. Got a header goal.
A headbutt.
I did this like one karate kick goal. That I don't know how I did. I don't know what button I pushed, but it was badass. I was like, "Hoyata! This goal!" And I'm like, "Yeah." I haven't gotten a bicycle kick down yet, though.
No, that's a good one.
The bicycle kick is tough, though. I don't even know if my guy knows how to do it yet. Like, he might not be good enough.
Do you get to actually do victory celebrations after you score?
Yeah, and you can customize your victory celebrations and all that jazz.
Oh, do you do a slide or do you do a flip or what do you do?
I do. They're actually.
What?
I do the Ric Flair strut.
It all comes back to wrestling.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, there he does you can't see this on the podcast, but I don't care. But he'll.
Oh no, he's doing. Yep.
Da-da, woo! Da-da, three steps and two claps and. Woo! Yeah, it's the Ric Flair strut. It's awesome.
Hey, good for you.
I can't wait to see that.
I'll take a picture of it on my phone and I'll send it to you guys today. I'll show you.
Please.
Show you Keller 42 in action, killing the game. Shirt, they gave me the option, shirt tucked, shirt untucked. Shirt untucked, come on, get out of here.
Naturally, yeah.
Yeah, but he actually started with his shirt tucked, and I'm like, well, he looks like Steve Urkel.
Yeah, no one needs that.
Terrible look. And then they gave me these generic shoes that weren't even any name brand, and I'm like, excuse me.
You got to work up to all that, man.
I did. And by the way, I still never get why players like Sporting KC are all wearing bright orange shoes. Like, no, team colors, come on.
Because they know who they're passing to.
Yeah, you can see differentiated from the ball.
Whatever. All right, I'm going to go play FIFA now.